Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV Podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV Podcast. Talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JB, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, warriors, we're going to dive right in. I know it's been an intense week, but we're going to talk about getting uncomfortable, the power of getting uncomfortable. As a society, we are so outside of our alignment as a human being. I want you to think about this for just a moment. Back in the days, you used to have to go out and farm your food. You had to go out and actually work and till the ground and plant the seeds and be patient and wait for a crop. Now all you have to do is pull out your iPhone, hit up Uber Eats, and next thing you know, there's something sitting at your door. You don't even have to go to the movie theater anymore. You don't have to. It's literally right there. You don't have to. You can buy a Harkins movie right there off your phone. You can buy it right there off your TV. We don't even have to think anymore. We got ChatGPT that you can type in anything you want. There's zero excuse, number one, for being broke in this society. Number one, because there's so many. We built a $1 million company off an iPhone, a laptop, and a microphone. There's zero excuse to be broke in this society. But what I want to talk about is the reason why most people are broke is because they want you to stay comfortable. They want you to stay weak. They want you to stay not moving. They want you to stay sick. They want you to stay depressed. So warriors, the power of making yourself uncomfortable. It's not about this grind culture. I've been saying this. I'm trying to reframe this. I work till 2 o'clock every single day, but my God, my schedule is very, very, very targeted, very specific, and I work harder on making myself uncomfortable and working harder on myself than I do anything else. And that is my secret sauce. That's why I've been able to do this with dyslexia. That's why I've been able to do it from recovering from a drug addict 16 years ago, to be able to rise back up to do this because I found the power and discipline and consistency and on a daily basis making myself uncomfortable, but also knowing when to pull back, when to relax, when to be with my family. And so the discipline, consistent activities and making myself uncomfortable through HIIT training, through ice baths, through cold showers, through the sauna, all these different things are secret codes to get your shit together. I literally created the blueprint for you inside the Warrior Academy, warriors, inside the 3T Warrior Academy, 3TWarriorAcademy.com. It's the blueprint on how to get uncomfortable. What we do though is we're like, oh no, I don't want to do that. And then all of a sudden you go to retire with $1 million, which very few people retire with $1 million. And that's only $40,000 in retirement income. And you got to go to work for Walmart to pay for your medication and your diabetes and your depression medication because you didn't get your shit together when you were young and vibrant and ready to go. This is the greatest time to separate yourself as a human being. Everybody's going to get so fucking lazy. It's going to be unbelievable. And those who can rise up, those who can get themselves uncomfortable, and those who can put their head down, blinders on, are going to be the new leaders of this new world. I promise you that 100%. It's time to get uncomfortable. This is the greatest time in human history right now. I know it sounds crazy to even say this, but when everything comes collapsing down and a new world comes, it's the greatest opportunity to free your family. What if I told you that if you focused for 3 years, you could completely and radically change your family's life by getting extremely uncomfortable and putting blinders on and staying focused on your family and being a good human being and exercising and fasting and breathing and building companies and trying to build on social media and doing everything you can in your power. Everything in your can of power to build a massive momentum when all this stuff, guys, it's so easy to make money in this paradigm now. But you're indoctrinated that it's going to happen easy now because McDonald's will show up at your house. You're indoctrinated, boom, that it's going to be easy because, you know, you can immediately get information off the internet. Now an AI robot will fucking do all the thinking for you. Well, guess what? You need to overcome that through being uncomfortable. You need to overcome that through exercise. You need to overcome that through nutrition. You need to overcome that when you're trying to move your family forward. You need to resist being on TikTok all fucking night and pick up a goddamn book and start reading and make yourself uncomfortable. Force yourself to do these things. And I promise you, I'm living, breathing proof of this, that you will live a very, very comfortable, abundant life. boundaries, 2 o'clock with my kids, 2 o'clock raising my family. I go on a trip almost every other month. You have to go ask PTO from your boss. When your kids are sick, you have to feel guilty to ask. Think about that. I'm trying to get under your skin, fam. You saw the journey. 5 years ago, I walked out of court, got the living shit kicked out of me for 3.5 years. Ended up on my mom's couch once again, and I said, fuck it, never again. And I kept getting uncomfortable, and I got more strategic, and I got more detailed, and I set boundaries, and I came up with systems and processes. I understood who was for me and who was against me, and I started taking care of those who take care of me. And most of all, I started taking care of myself and focusing on what I can do, not what I can't do. I stopped blaming the world, and I started looking internally, and I stopped saying, hey, it's nobody else's fault. It's my fault. There is no invisible enemy trying to stop me, and it's completely and radically transformed my life. So what are you going to do after this podcast? What are you going to do after this podcast, Warriors? Sit there and not take this advice. Go get uncomfortable. You don't like working out? Fall in love with it. Do it for 4 weeks. I guarantee you'll fall in love with it. You've never been in an ice bath? Jump in a cold shower. Wake your ass up. Okay? Go sit in a sauna. There's all these things you can do that are very low cost to make a radical change in your life right now. What happens is you're going to change your internal frequency. And by changing your internal frequency, you're going to attract things that you never thought was possible. You're going to start making the impossible possible. You're not going to say it's impossible. You're going to be like, I am possible. So let's get off our ass. Let's get focused and let's get after it. Warriors, get your shit together. Let's go. Click the link in my bio to do some private coaching with me. We'll do a discovery call, see if we can help you out. If not, we'll give you the resources you need to be successful.